Have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping is right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/obscura with promo code OBSCURA to bring you amazing, high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more. All third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code OBSCURA. So, head to mood.com/obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code OBSCURA when you check out to save $30 on your first order.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Old men declare war, but it is youth that must fight and die. Herbert Hoover. The following footage was recorded by a Ukrainian soldier's helmet camera. In the footage, he's near the village of Trudov, in eastern Ukraine. In December, the armed forces of Ukraine were forced to retreat. Now, this Ukrainian soldier finds himself on the front line. The backdrop of the footage is a mix of muddy browns, shriveled wildlife, squalid buildings, all juxtaposed against a bright day in a sharp blue sky. From the point of view of the Ukrainian soldier, you can see a seafoam green fence painted with splotches of grime and dirt. The soldier can make out explosions in the distance from the shelling of the village in front of him. Your standard of 155mm artillery shell has a range of about 25 miles. though a newly implemented ramjet-powered guided shell has a range of over triple that. The soldier speaks to command.
Не проходиш. Плюс.
And then you can hear it, the sound of a drone. Drone hidden in all that blue sky. Listener, you will be able to hear the sound of the soldier running from that drone. Can you blame him?
Плюс, плюс. Плюс, 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 плюс. Где вас зачистка? Как принял?
The drone, it turns out, was from command and likely struck a target hidden within the village. The Ukrainian soldier now lets command know that he will now carry out the clean sweep operation. He enters his enemy's territory, and this is when all hell breaks loose.
Він в следующому домі, не в самому меншому, трохи більшому був.
Gunfire sprays somewhere from a dilapidated building nearby, a barn. The Ukrainian soldier returns fire into the building. The Ukrainian soldier is shot. He rallies and rushes the building. He throws a grenade through the window. And this flushes the Russian soldier out. The Russian runs from the building and continues firing. You can hear the explosion from the grenade behind him. As he exits the dilapidated building, the Ukrainian bats the gun away. Now, the fight goes to the ground. The two soldiers commence fighting over a knife. For the moment, it's going in the Ukrainian soldier's favor. He headbutts the Russian soldier, and the knife goes limp in his hand. With the knife, the Ukrainian begins plunging the knife at and into the Russian soldier. Though it's difficult to tell where.
Yeah,
take a quick shift when the Russian soldier grabs hold of a roof shard found on the ground. The shard is as sharp as a blade, and it's much longer than the knife. To the Ukrainian soldier's horror, the Russian soldier begins to drive the shard towards his eyes. The Ukrainian grasps the sharp end of the shard, and his hands begin to gush blood. The Russian begins to bite the Ukrainian's hand, and more blood spills from the top of the hand. The Ukrainian screams out in pain as his hand is being cut, gashed, and bitten from all angles. In the next part of the footage, the Ukrainian loses control of the shard. The Russian begins to plunge the shard into the Ukrainian, first into his body. Then his eye. Listener, do you know a feeling when a case is stuck in your mind and you can't stop thinking about every detail? Now, imagine that feeling 24/7, but instead of solving mysteries, your brain is stuck on thoughts you don't want to have. And it's feeling like you have to do something to make these unwanted thoughts go away. Like repeatedly checking on what you're worried about, constantly asking for some reassurance, or endlessly replaying the thought in your mind. OCD is a serious and highly misunderstood condition that causes people to get stuck in a cycle of stressful, unwanted thoughts and repetitive behaviors, which can become debilitating. These unwanted thoughts are called intrusive thoughts. They're usually disturbing, stressful, and feel totally out of character. They can be about anything, but often focus on people or things we care about, making them hard to ignore. People with OCD often try to relieve the anxiety from those thoughts with repetitive physical and mental behaviors called compulsions. Because there are so many misconceptions about OCD, a lot of people don't know they have it, feel shame about their symptoms, and suffer in silence. Plus, not every therapist understands OCD or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right help. OCD is highly treatable with a specialized type of therapy called ERP, or exposure and response prevention. With NoCD, you can do live virtual ERP therapy with licensed therapists who specialize in ERP and OCD, so they truly understand what you're going through, even the symptoms that feel hard to talk about. NoCD makes this life-changing treatment affordable, enabling over 155 million Americans to access evidence-based treatment at NoCD covered by insurance. Between therapy sessions, you'll have NoCD's powerful in-app support. If you or someone you love is struggling with OCD, you're not alone, and with the right care, you can get better. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NoCD.com to learn more and book a free call. Listener, you know all the extra fees we have to pay in life. You know the fees. Hidden and everything from concerts to movie tickets. A Chime checking account makes financial progress easier with features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Chime is a financial institute built with a sense of community. In my opinion, they accomplish this with boosts. That's right, listener. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. With over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you won't be left wasting your money on withdrawals. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs.
Пусти, брось. Дай, дай, дай. Где?
Then finally, deep into his neck.
Каза! А! У! А!
Now that it's clear that the fight is over, both men stare at each other in shock. The Russian is covered in the blood of the Ukrainian. All the stabbing and biting has bathed the Russian's shoulder in red. The struggle stops, and neither party shows ill will towards the other. I'm going to play the audio for you, but I'll read the translation for you as well. The Ukrainian soldier. That's it, Mom, goodbye. Then he speaks to the Russian soldier. Let me die in peace. You opened me up. Let me breathe a little. It hurts a lot. Let me go quietly. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. The Russian soldier. You fought great. The Ukrainian soldier. Thank you. You were the best fighter in the world. Better than me. Farewell. The Russian soldier stands up and leaves the shot. And then the Ukrainian dies.
Все, мама, прощай. Подожди, дай я собі спокійно буду. Ти вже мені все скрив. Дай я помаленьку відійду. Це не больно. І мир такий прекрасний. Дай я уйду спокійно. Не то, що не все. Дай я умру. Та не трошки мене кажу, дай помру. Уйди, пожалуйста. Я хочу померти сам. Спасибо тобі. Ти був лучшим бойцем у мірі. Прощай. Ти був краще. Прощай. Добито.
The Russian soldier was eventually found, identified, and interviewed. His name is Andrei Grigoryev. He's a 36-year-old Yakult man.
In a chilling encounter on the Ukrainian front lines, a brutal knife fight unfolded between a Ukrainian soldier and a Yakut trooper from the Russian army. Now, both fighters know from the first clash that only one would walk away alive. Hand-to-hand combat like this highlights the harrowing and primal nature of trench warfare, where every second and every motion can determine life or death. Russian media identified the Yakut soldier as 36-year-old Andrei Grigoryev and spoke with him about the grim details of his knife fight with a Ukrainian defender. After overpowering his opponent...
Yakults are a Turkic ethnic group native to North Siberia and a part of the Russian Federation. In so many words, Andrei described it as a him or me situation and explained that he took no pleasure in killing the Ukrainian soldier. Quote, "It was clear to me, and it was clear to him, that only one would come out of this fight. So it's either me or him. We fought to the last." He explained that he was taught as a child to respect life, and that when the Ukrainian called truce, it didn't even cross the Russian's mind to keep stabbing the dying man. Interestingly, this wasn't the end of the story for Andrei. If you recall, the Ukrainian soldier was part of a cleanup operation, where, after a shelling and drone attacks, they were clearing out the surviving Russians. Andrei's day only just got started. Andrei spent 3 days in the same dilapidated building, a barn. On the second day, a new group of Ukrainians came to kill him. They threw grenades into the building, but Andrei stayed quiet and hid. Not satisfied, the Ukrainian soldiers set the building on fire. Still, Andrei managed to survive. When the Ukrainian soldiers came back to check whether Andrei was dead, the Ukrainians smelled burning bodies, mistaking the previously dead for Andrei. This led the Ukrainian soldiers to conclude Andrei was dead. On the third day, Andrei fled the building. He crawled through fields for a full day. Some Ukrainian soldiers almost spotted him, but Andrei managed to sneak by. That night, Andrei found a burned Russian light-armored truck. In the truck was the smoldering corpse of a Russian soldier. He managed to find some cigarettes and water. He drank some water and smoked some cigarettes. Sleep took him, and in his dreams he saw his wife and children. Andrei Grigoryev is now deaf in one ear. The knife plunged into his ear during his fight to the death with the Ukrainian soldier. In the interview he gave, he was covered in thick scars.
Zaxby's just out Philly'd the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.